శ్రీమంత్రే నమః విత్ ద డివైన్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ మదర్ డివైన్ లలితా మహాతృ సుందరి అండ్ ఫాదర్ డివైన్ లార్డ్ మహాదేవ. యు హావ్ బీన్ డిస్కసింగ్ ద హోలీ లలితా సహస్రనామం. ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ ఎపిసోడ్ వి డిస్కస్డ్ నిత్యాపరాక్రమాటోప నిరీక్షణ సముత్సక అండ్ హౌ దోస్ హూ మేక్ రెగ్యులర్ ఎఫర్ట్ టు వాక్ ద పాత్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ విల్ బి ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ బై ద మదర్ డివైన్ అండ్ హౌ షీ విల్ రెస్క్యూ దామ్ టు కంటిన్యూ దేర్ dharmic path to find their respective true calling of finding the divine within them to reach the state of aham brahmasmi. In those efforts we also discussed about the great story of king emperor Vishwamitra turning into brahmarishi after a series of failures, how he succeeded in becoming Brahmarishi. Similarly, all of us who make an attempt to discover the divine within us, what the great saint Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi very famously questioned, keep interrogating yourself on who am I? Where does that voice originate from within? That only you can listen to in between the two ears, which is referred to as the true Bhagavad Gita within us, the God's voice, which translates to Bhagavad Gita in Sanskrit. Today, continuing to the next namam, Banda Putra Vado Yukta Bala Vikramanandita. This is a very, very powerful namam where those of us who are not initiated into the Srividya tradition through a mantram yet, those who reach this milestone of listening to the meaning of this namam, Banda Putra Vado Yukta Bala Vikramanandita, will become eligible to get the mantram. And it is said in Srividya Sastram that the Srividya mantrams are given to the disciples when they approach moksham or their last janmas, the cycles of birth and death, reach 5 or less. This namam, Banda Putra Vado Yukta Bala Vikramanandita, essentially means Bala Devi, the 9-year-old daughter of Mother Divine Lalita Mahatripura Sundari, expressed her excited state of pleasure in going to war with the 30 sons of Bhandasura, and she vowed that she will go and kill those 30 sons of Bhandasura. Therefore, Banda Putra Vado Yukta Bala Vikramanandita essentially means Mother Divine, looking at the excitement of her 9-year-old Bala Devi, she was very happy to see that excited state of Bala Tripura Sundari. In the Guru Sampradaya, our gurus have mentioned that Bam Blam Bale Bale Bala Vikrame Swaha. This is the mantram that emerged out of this namam, Banda Putra Vado Yukta Bala Vikramanandita. Bam Blam Bale Bale Bala Vikrame Swaha. And this Bala Devi, Bala Tripura Sundari, in this form of excited state to go to a war with the 30 sons of Bhandasura, is known to fill us with dhairyam, removing any fear that we may have. And the dhyana shlokam given, looking at that divine mother of 9-year-old, goes as Raktot palastam navvidrumabham abhiti mudra runa padmahastam kirita dharim gana pushpa venim bhalam bhaje భవ్య మహోజ్వలాంగి. This Bala Devi protects us, becoming the divine shield from those 30 sons of Bhandasura. Now, the reason this Namam comes after Nitya Parakramadopa Nirikshan Samutsuka is significantly spiritual. When we are trying to make an attempt, the 15 days from Amavasya to Purnima and the Purnima to Amavasya, the 15 Nityas, who roll those 15 Tithis or Nitya Devatas. After we reach a certain level, before we are revealed the 16th Tithi, which is Shodashi or Lalita Mahatripursundari herself, the 9-year-old daughter of Lalita Mahatripursundari comes to her rescue in killing the 30 demon forces of Bhandasura that continue to rule our 30 days in a lunar month, from a Purnami to a Purnami or an Amavasya to Amavasya. The 30 names or the 30 sons have the names Chaturbahu, Chakulaksha, Chatushira, Vajragosha, Urdhvakeshu, Mahamaya, Mahahuna, Makashatru, Mahaskanda, Simhagosha, Maralaka, Andaka, Sindhanetra, Krutaka, Krupalochaka, Guhaksha, Gandala, Chandavarma, Yamantaka, Bhandanu, Pandusenu, Purajittu, Purvamaraka, Swargashatru, Swargabhala, Durgaksha, Swargakantaka, Atimaya, Brahmanaya, Upamaya. These 30 sons of Bhandasura constantly make us question the divine sankalpams that keep coming in our mind. Like, for example, you want to go to a temple or you want to do a dharma karyakramam, immediately they will either bring in rational logic that will question the existence of, I have never seen punyam, then what is the guarantee that I will get punyam by donating this money, therefore let me not do it. Okay, and Guhaksha is one who looks at everything with an hidden agenda. Swargashatru is one who keeps us away from doing all the good things that will elevate us to be eligible to enter Swargam. And Chaturbahu is one who makes us think that in order to do bad and evil karmas or adharmic karyakramas, naturally he will make us feel that we have four hands, not just two, essentially ensuring or enforcing that it is okay to do adharmic things. These 30 sons are killed by Bala Tripurasundari by 30 Ardhachandra Bhanastras, essentially meaning if we pray to the Nitya Devatas, then Bala, the 9-year-old, will come to our rescue and will use her mantra shakti in killing these 30 Bandaputras and helping us reach our spiritual pursuits. Bala Tripurasundari mother also used Narayanastram on the rathams or the chariots of these 30 sons of Bhandasura. Narayanastram is essentially, she enforces Vishnu in us as a Stithikara, ensuring that from the moment we wake up to the moment we drift into sleep, we do dharmic things, we do get dharmic thoughts, and whenever there are adharmic thoughts that arise, she will use her Ardhachandra Bhanam or Ardhachandra arrow and use it along with Narayanastram to mute those adharmic thoughts and kill the Bhandasura's sons, who are also existing within us. Stay blessed. Spread the bliss around. Srimatre Namaha.